dress that she liked a lot, she might say that that was a very, what?
I don't know, how about it?
She might say, oh, that dress is very...
Yeah, very pretty or something.
Okay. And a child might, a little girl might have on a dress and say, well, Susie's dress is pretty, but mine is even...
prettier.
Okay. And something that you might wear over your dress in the kitchen.
Apron.
Okay. And if you signed your name in ink, you'd use a... what?
I didn't understand you. I can't hear good this morning. My head, it hurts so bad that it makes my hearing get bad.
If you wanted to sign your name in ink, you would use a...
fountain pen.
Okay. And if you wanted to hold a baby's diaper in place, you'd use a...
latch pen.
Okay.
Safety pen.
Okay. And this is a kind of metal that people sometimes use to put on their roofs.
Okay.
And a dime is worth... okay.
That's all I know to say about that.
Okay. And something that, if it was real cold outside, you might put on a... what?
A cold.
Okay. And men sometimes... they put on their shirt, and then before they put on their coat, they put on a...
cap or...
yeah, but something between their coat and their shirt.
They are shirtless.
Now I'm thinking of... okay, you know, a suit...
jacket. A vest.
Okay. Is jacket and vest the same thing?
Yeah. What they call them.
Okay. So a suit consists of a coat and a vest and...
you mean what the...
a suit, a man's suit consists of a coat and vest and...
and paint.
Okay. And if a man were working around the barn, he might wear what?
Overshoes.
Yeah, but... this thing that might come up, sort of kind of pants that would come up all the way to here.
Yeah. People used to wear what things they call leggings all the time through the winter time.
Most people wear cutter tops working in the morning and racing that like that.
Yeah. What were leggings like? What's what you mentioned? Cover?
Coverall.
What were they?
Oh, they just made all together, you know, coveralls there.
Okay, and... okay, say... you went outside and... you left, your coat in the house, maybe. And it was getting cold and you wanted your coat, you might ask someone, would you please go...
get my coat.
Or another word you might use, would you please go...
bring my coat to...
okay. And so, you say, he went inside the house and he, what, me my coat?
I guess he'd bring it to me.
Okay, using the word bring then, you'd say, he, what?
Brought it to me.
Okay. And he would say, here I have...
brought your coat.
Okay. And you say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
fit.
Okay. And matching coats and pants are called a...